Shalom, everybody, and Shavua Tov. Today is Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, the first day of the week. And in the first Aliyah of Parshat Bamidbar, we have 19 psukim in this Aliyah, the very first Aliyah in Sefer Bamidbar. Hashem commands Moshe to count all Jewish men in Bnei Israel. A Nasi is appointed for each Shevet, and it will be that Nasi that will help Moshe and Aharon count his Shevet. Now, this first Aliyah in Sefer Bamidbar, the first topic in the Torah after Sefer Vayikra, is the topic of the census. Moshe is told to count Bnei Israel. And the question is, why? Why is this important? Why is this the first thing that Moshe is told to do? Bnei Israel are now moving on to the next phase, the next stage of their existence. Bnei Israel became a nation when they left Mitzrayim. They received their job, their direction, when they received the Torah. So now we have a nation with a job. The nation with that job began that job by building the portable mikdash, the mishkan in Sefer Vayikra. And now the nation with a job and a portable mikdash, now in Sefer Bamidbar, they are heading towards Eretz Yisrael. They're about to enter Eretz Yisrael. So now what? Why are they told to count each other? And of course, Hashem knows how many people are in Bnei Israel. He's not counting for him. He's telling us to count for us. What lesson, what message do we need to take from this counting? And why is it happening now? Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. Way back in Sefer Shmot, in the beginning of Parshat Ki Tisa, we are told how to count ourselves. Back in Shmot, Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud Bet says the Torah, Ki Tisa et Rosh Bnei Yisrael Lifkudehem, v'natnu ish kofer nafsho l'ashem bifkodotam, v'lo yihye bahem negef bifkodotam. When you count Bnei Yisrael, there shouldn't be a plague. Don't count them directly. How should you count them? The next pasuk, zeyitnu, etc. Machatzit hashekel b'shekel hakodesh. When you count Bnei Israel, you can't count them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You have to count them by the machatzit hashekel that they receive, that they give you, and you count the coins. You don't count the people. Says Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch. Rav Hirsch died in 1888. Says Rav Hirsch there on Parshat Ki Tisa, a most beautiful idea, which I think helps to explain our question as well. Says Rav Hirsch that whenever you count things or whenever you count people, you turn them into a group. I could have, 5 chairs lying around, but once I say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, now I have a group of chairs. And says Rav Hirsch, when I count people, it's not just that I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people, but now those people become one group with one message, one central mission. And how do they become one group? Not by counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but says Rav Hirsch, the way they became a group, the way Bnei Israel become a group, is not just by being, and I count 1, 2, 3, but, says Rav Hirsch, only by giving, by doing something, is he to be counted. Only by giving, by doing, does he gain the right for the continuance of his existence. Says Rav Hirsch, I'm not just counting coins. I am teaching Bnei Israel. You want to be a group? It's not enough to stand next to each other. Excuse me, it's not enough, believe it or not, just to leave Mitzrayim together. It's not enough just to receive the Torah together. It's not even enough walking in the Midbar together. You want to be a group? You have to learn how to give to that group. You want to be a member of the group? You give to that group. I can't just count your bodies. I'm going to count the coins that you give. The message, the lesson that we are learning in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar. We're about to enter Eretz Yisrael. You want to take that Torah and bring it into Eretz Yisrael. You want to live a Torah life, a national life in Eretz Yisrael. It's not happening on its own. God says, learn how to give. Learn how to give to each other. Learn how to give to the klal. Learn how to operate and work together by giving to each other. That is what makes B'nai Yisrael. What a powerful, beautiful lesson in the very beginning of Sefer Bamidbar. Have an amazing day and Shavua Tov, everyone.